Today on TV, we've seen pictures of the latest Scud missile attack on Tel Aviv. John Leonard says while TV is bringing us the action, it's not giving us enough context. John usually reviews books on our show, but he's also a media critic. When I spoke with him earlier today, I asked him what goes through his mind as he watches TV reporters in the Gulf, putting on their gas masks, waiting for Scud missiles to fall, and he told me his feelings were complicated.
The lust to be there, the whole danger junkie aspect of foreign correspondents reporting a war that we've seen in movies and read about in books comes over me when I should know better. I don't really want to be there. I don't want to hear those sirens and distinguish which one's an all clear, which one's a car burglar alarm, and which one means here they come. I deplore that in myself, and yet there's no question that because I find it in myself and because so many of us find it in ourselves, that it was riveting, especially, of course, the first night with the CNN guys in their hotel room reporting, and I couldn't stay away. I couldn't stop. I think that to an important degree, it's gone downhill since. Because it's not just that CNN finally lost its four-wire telephone connection and was cut off. It's that certain expectations were raised by the nature of the way television is covering this war, that we would always have some action, that we would always have a picture to look at or a person to talk to live, that we would in fact be able to hold the war in our brains through the miracle of modern electronics. And that clearly isn't true.
One thing I found is I'm really trying to resist this feeling that the war is a TV show. And what feeds into the feeling that the war is like a new series for the new season is, if I may use the example of CBS, they've given the war a title. It's called Showdown in the Gulf.
Yep.
It has a theme song. It has a name. It's packaged like a program, not like a news bulletin, not like a special. And I personally feel like it really feeds into this sense that it's a new series and we'll see what the ratings are.
Well, good television has always been spontaneity and it's always been live. That's why sports are so exciting. On the other hand, there's a responsibility that television feels to report the world not as a series of accidents, not as a series of fire alarms, but as some sort of coherent narrative story. Now, one of the ways that you do that when you have no coherence, when you don't know the story and you don't know what's going to come out, is to package, is to frame. I don't see how we'll ever escape that aspect of television. And I don't ultimately think it does a grave disservice, except it plays into our formularized responses to television. And we won't have, at the end of the hour, the payoff that we expect, because this is going to be a very long, bloody war. And then the television story will change. Then there will be the question when these infantry troops go in, and they will have to, because air superiority has not worked. When they go in, it'll be a different television story, and we may not even be able to see it on the screen, because the one thing that the government doesn't want is all of those awful pictures. A lot of people are going to die.
I think in a country that's at war, people really try to continue with their lives to the extent that they can. But I think in a country that is waging war like we are, where the war isn't being carried on in our own country, we're in an odd position. Because, I mean, our bombs are hitting another city. Their bombs are always in jeopardy of hitting people in our allied countries. If we watch TV, we feel like somehow we're there and we're participating, even though what we're doing is basically just watching TV. If we go about our lives, well, you feel kind of guilty. How can you just go about your life when this is happening? And there, I don't know, it seems hard to figure out how to behave in the light of all of this.
Well, there it seems to me you might have put your finger on something that is important, is that may be a good thing that television has done, whether it's telling us the whole story or making it coherent or not. It has implicated us in what is going on, because after all, the bombs haven't fallen on us since the American Civil War. It's always been elsewhere. And it is still elsewhere. But if this time we feel that it is closer to home simply because we're part of an electronic web of the information and the bursting of the lights, maybe that is a good thing. Maybe that turns us into a different kind of citizen. I would hope so.
John Leonard, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, thanks, Tara.
Media critic and book critic John Leonard